And we are live, everyone! Welcome to the first podcast of the year. This is Ina and Heather on How Is the Weather?
With Ina and Heather.
Honey, how are you? Happy New Year!
Happy New Year!
How are you? How's everything? Oh, by the way, tell me, how is the weather, first of all? Because, you know, this is the name of our show.
Well, it's mild. You know what? It's not terrible.
Right. Well, that's good news, because usually during this time, it's like snowing heavy and people are like full of layers. So that's not the case, I guess.
Well, I mean, people are still full of layers, but it's not terribly cold out. So it was funny because I had talked to my family. We did a whole Zoom New Year's thing a couple nights ago, and we spent a good like 10 minutes just everyone discussing the different amounts of snow in their area and how they were going to remove that snow.
This is something to discuss during the New Year's. Like, I mean,
it's what people are doing.
We could be discussing the plans, you know, like, should we get a vaccine or, you know, but yeah, why not to discuss what to do with the snow? Like,
it's what's going on, because we've gone into another lockdown. So basically you're just at home and it's you versus the snow versus maybe getting some groceries.
But you see, I think, you know, for this moment, you at least have the excuse, you know, just like to stay home. Because maybe if you didn't, you would be like, oh my God, I wish I could be outside. I wish, you know, I could be hanging somewhere. But now you just can't. So you feel like, yeah, let's just be okay with this idea of being locked, you know, and then deal with it.
But no, I feel that way. My friends are all like, do you have skates? Let's go skating. Because that's a thing we're allowed to do.
We're allowed can you ice skate during this time?
Mm-hmm. Because technically it's distanced, I guess, and it's outside. So
okay. I guess people can go surfing here. I don't know. Just a bit of difference.
So yeah, like it's not my favorite activity by any means, but I think three people in the last 12 hours have asked me if I have skates. And so I think I'm just going to get some.
Yeah, just go for it.
For the sake of being social.
Absolutely. There's, you know, there's an excuse to be social. So just go for it. I know it's not your favorite, but who cares? Just grab a cigarette and then just hang with people. Yeah, I mean, it's just a matter of outfit.
It is. And also, fun fact, most adults who go skating at nighttime generally have a little whiskey in a flask.
What do they have?
Whiskey.
Oh, whiskey, right? Just to keep you warm, right?
Mm-hmm. Or another traditional, like, this is a parent drink, is if you have kids that are skating, you get your Tim Hortons coffee and they put Bailey's in it.
Oh, that's a trick, right?
Yeah.
Do you do that? Or is this just for parents?
Well, like, if there's parents around, yeah, I'll have some Baileys.
That's a great trick. I might try that when we're in Canada. By the way, I really hope I have the chance to go to Canada soon. I mean, I just can't wait for all this to go and travel. Like, really, I have so many ideas, so many places I want to go. Like, for sure, London, because we have some students that have already, you know, booked it. We are supposed to go in August, and then we changed for March, hoping, fingers crossed, everything will be okay in March for us to travel. But we also have plans for New York, and why not Canada? I have been receiving messages, Heather, people asking me, when are we going to Canada to visit Heather? I'm like, I don't know. I hope soon. I mean, they're asking. I think we should just do it.
Well, and it makes sense, too. If you're going to go to New York, you may as well come to Canada. Like, it's just, like, this much further.
Mm-hmm.
But you have to change.
How far? Like, our flight?
Oh, yeah. Maybe 2 hours?
Mm-hmm.
I've only ever driven, really, to the States.
Really? And how long did it take?
It depends where you start. I mean, I grew up in Brockville, and it's across a river from the States.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, if you were in a boat, it would take you like 7 minutes.
Right, by boat.
If you're driving, you have to go to a certain bridge because obviously it's divided by water. Like, so from my hometown in a car, maybe an hour to get over the border.
Okay.
I've gone from like my house in Ottawa to my friend's place in Vermont, the one that's doing the vineyard. And so that's...
You have a friend that does a vineyard.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. They planted a bunch of wine trees.
I don't know if I have this record in my memory. I don't know. But is it close to New York? I mean, how far is it? Because I have no idea about maps up north. So how does it work?
So that is in Vermont. She's okay. In Vermont. So I think that New York is around there. Yeah, you know what? It's probably like an 8-hour bus ride. So let's just fly. You're going to want to fly.
Let's get a flight. Maybe it would be something like from São Paulo to Rio. You know, São Paulo to Rio would be like maybe an hour flight. And then if you go driving, I've traveled like the whole night without traffic. It took me max 8 hours drive. So from like greater São Paulo, like west, until like center downtown, like Rio. So, because, you know, like if you are in the edges, you might... you know, reduce the time because of traffic and stuff. But yeah, max 8 hours. So I think, I don't know, guessing São Paulo, Rio, Ottawa, New York. Would that be a comparison?
Yeah, I think that's pretty accurate.
Okay.
Yeah.
So yeah, definitely. If I'm going to New York, I'm going to see you, honey.
Yeah. Maybe I'll come to New York.
Yeah, I think you'd be amazing. Imagine me and you in New York. Concrete jungle where dreams are made.
Can't do. Yeah, we would have a lot of fun.
Yeah, we would have fun for sure. Honey, tell me, New Year's, do you have plans?
Well, I mean, I have planners. And because you can't see this, this is four journals in a row.
I'm proud of you. I have been using the same journal for like 2 years, can you imagine? What? It's lasting. I'm not really writing properly. It's like Caderno Duel, which is like the notepad of me, of myself.
Oh, that's cute. I saw it and I thought European Union, but...
Oh, you know, it's like me.
Yeah. So. I should know this.
Well, yeah, you've been doing Duolingo, haven't you?
235 days in a row.
When are you applying my method to become fluent quicker?
Yeah, hopefully soon, because I am not getting anywhere with Duolingo.
Tell me about all these journals. What have you been...
Okay, so the original black one, this one has been to Brazil.
Yeah, I've seen this one.
You've seen this one. And so it's been a journey of handwriting. And it's a nice journal because it sets up every month. It gives you like your monthly intentions. Then you can break it down by week.
Mm-hmm. And it's got the ideas about the moon as well, right? Like what's going on in heavens.
It does. Okay. It does have all of that. I still don't know how to read that properly. But fortunately, I have this year's journal.
Finally. Okay. So this one, you can learn how to read properly.
Yes, and I think it's cool because they put in more stuff to make it easier to explain that stuff that I don't understand. Great. And the day they did the example is my actual birthday. So they broke that down for me real nice.
Oh, wow. So that's like a, you know, surrogic, like straight down to you.
Yeah. And then they also say, like, is this too complicated? Do you want a shortcut to the Optimum Times Life Guide? And like, yes, I do.
Please.
And it says, this is also the perfect way to reverse learn astrology. And if there's any way I learn things, it's backwards. I read all of those pages backwards earlier.
I cannot believe. I mean, I do believe it's you. But okay, did you learn something about how it works?
Well, not yet. I just figured out, like, it's in here.
Okay. The information. Okay. Maybe next episode you can tell us, like, give us some tips about how it works and how we can plan ourselves in regards to stars.
Okay. All right.
I feel like it's time for me to learn because I follow a girl here in Brazil, her on her YouTube channel. Her name is something just Tiffany Justo. If anyone likes this kind of idea, just go for her channel, Tiffany Justo. She gives weekly updates about what's going on, you know, in the stars.
Okay.
And then I follow weekly, so I don't really understand fully the whole thing. But at least, like, every week she says, oh, there is something important going on. Pay attention on this and that. And I don't know. The only thing about 2021 that I know, it's that it's going to be the Venus year. This is going to be the planet that's going to rule everything. I don't know what it means. If anyone knows here, please let me know. But Venus, as far as I'm concerned, it's a planet that talks about love and beauty, and it's like the solar plexus, like your self-power or your will.
Interesting,
right?
Okay.
So does it say anything there? Is it like the Venus year?
Is ruled by Taurus and Libra. It is exalted by Pisces. I don't know what that means. And the key words are beauty, romance, and what and how you love.
Mm-hmm.
You were
year of love.
It might be. That's just the planet of Venus. Is there anything else in here? I don't know.
But did it say anything about Venus?
That's what Venus says.
Right.
Like that's the categories of it. Some of its adjectives.
So it's gonna be the Venus year, and I don't know, full of love and full of beauty and power, like your self-power, your inner power. And I kind of feel like this is the year to be that, you know? I mean, it doesn't have to be specifically about romantic love. It can be something like, you know, your self-love and how you deal with things in a loving way. And I feel that 2020 has prepared us for all this, you know? Because I don't know. I have the feeling like, you know, there is like a volcano, you know, trying to burst, and, you know, ideas and authenticity and being in flow. I mean, have you seen this book? Have you read anything about this? I think it's a Polish guy, Mihaly. I'm not going to try to say his surname. It's just like consonants. And anyways, flow. I was reading it again. This book is in English because I've read it like 5 years ago. And it talks about, you know, the flow state. Mm-hmm. You know, it's like when the artists are painting or playing piano and you are in a certain state that you feel totally connected with, I don't know, spirit or energy or whatever. You're just like tuned, you know?
Well, it's part of yourself when you're connected to yourself on both levels. Yeah. Sorry, keep going.
Yeah, and I feel like this is the year to be that. Like, I've been talking to friends about it, and I wanted to know if you feel the same, but I feel like it's a calling, you know, like, be there, like, be in tune, be, you know, in this flow state in order to be, you know, creative, like, so you can co-create whatever you have to burst, you know, in your life. And I don't know, I feel like this information, they kind of connect. And I was reading this book again, just to kind of remind myself, you know, like, how does it work? How do we go into flowy state? By the way, there is a new cartoon, I think it's from Pixar. Mm-hmm. It's called Soul. I don't know if you've had the chance to watch it. It's kind of new.
I've seen it. I haven't watched it.
It's about this. And I was like, that's it. Yeah. So the guy's like, he plays piano in a you know, he loves blues and soul and, you know, grooves, and he's always like in this flow state when he's playing piano. I was like, yes, I want to be in a flow state in 2021. Do you feel the same?
Yeah. I think that we're all getting there, and I think that people are understanding a flow state from a bunch of different perspectives, and I think that's going to help us kind of reach the goal. Because I think that when you're in the flow state, you're able to use all of your talents, but you're removed from your ego.
Good point.
You know, because the ego is what gets involved, and that's what's going to cause you know, conflict when you're trying to essentially create with people. Right. And so I think that when you're in that flow state, you're not as defensive, you know, you're open to other people's ideas, and that's how the connectedness comes into play.
Yeah.
So I know for me, what'll happen is I've got like, this is what I'm saying, but I also have a train of thought behind, right?
The goal is to quiet that train of thought and just be
in the whole itself. Yeah. 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 And you've got to be able to connect those two. And that's what keeps you in the flow state. Mm-hmm. Because even like Brené Brown, we've talked about her before.
Mm-hmm. Does she talk about the subject too?
Yeah, she does.
I haven't. I mean, everything I know about her is about vulnerability.
Oh, yeah, and shame. And that's her main, that's her bread and butter.
Yeah. And courage and all this stuff. But yeah, does she talk about flow?
Mm-hmm.
What's she's her perspective?
It's the same sort of thing as I've described here, is that you're in it wholly and you're super present. And so the only thing that you're doing is the thing that we're doing right now.
Yeah. You know, I feel like I am doing this when I'm translating. It's interesting because I have been thinking like a lot about it, because I was feeling like, how did it always start? You know, like, how did I end up here? And I did the reverse track, you know, like thinking, okay, let's go backwards and remember how did it always start. And I took this book, which I bought when it was 2015. And that time, like 5 years, well, almost 6 years ago, I was like going through this process, you know, about learning about myself and self-development and coaching. I was like, I need to get this, you know? And this is where I was like, okay, I like translating. I like culture, I like traveling. And then I pull all those pieces together. And I remember like the first time when I was watching some coaching content online, and I was translating because I wanted to, you know, to tell my mom and do some, you know, write a few articles on it. And I was like translating. I was like, I remembered, you know, I was like, yeah, this is where I'm doing this flow state, because I'm connecting, you know, two ideas, but mm-hmm. From a cultural perspective, because when you are translating or actually interpreting, I always tell my students this, like, you know, you're not supposed to translate because it doesn't work like that, you know, when you get word by word. So it's a matter of interpreting, like, how do they think in English? Like, what's the thought process? Because you have different stimulus, right? You have different ways to build the thought. And then when you have to bring it to Portuguese, I have to kind of go abstract, you know, and then do the interpretation. It's amazing. I love doing it. And I was like, yeah, I should do more of this. You know, like, how can I bring more of this? And also when I'm studying about the brain, you know, that I'm like, you know, feeding my soul with information. Yeah. And is the feeling of creation, you know, because I think the artist is like, you know, tuning in and translating as some kind of information and creating, let's say, a song or a painting. But in my case, my art is translating, you know, ideas, translating information. And I was like, yes, this is what I want to do. I mean, I already do it, but having the clarity, I think, I don't know, it gives me more clarity, you know, to create more and be more intentional, you know?
Yeah.
And I think you do that when you're painting, because you're very creative, honey. I mean, you are such an artist.
I will want to come back to that in one second.
Okay.
But here's the thing. It's the creativity that makes our brains sparkle. And so your creativity is with words.
Yeah.
You know, and I also enjoy fun with words. And that's why we get along, is because I am bored with the English language to the point where I'm always trying to make it more interesting to say different things. Yeah. And so for you, you've gone and like, you've had to just learn a new language so you can also play with language with me, you know?
Yeah, you just translated like my thoughts. And I have been thinking about it for the last few days, and I haven't really spoken to anyone about it because I am, you know, locked down. And I haven't had the chance to talk to you. So I'm glad we're doing this live.
Yeah.
Amazing. You got me.
Yeah. And I think that's what's fun about it. And I think that's why you're good at your job too, is because you're still so excited to learn new words and have fun with them.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. This is my flow state. Absolutely. And I'm definitely doing more of this year. But tell me about your flow state.
So, as you mentioned, I've been doing a bit of art.
You have.
And so my big project that I've been doing the last few months, that I've kind of mentioned a little bit, but I've really kept it under wraps, has been involved like art and fashion and business and all of these things put together. And so, as you can see, I'm wearing a very brightly colored kimono piece here. Those of you who can't see and are just listening to the podcast, it's a bunch of pinks and blues, and they're all mishmashed together.
Good taste.
But what it is it's really my painting that I did.
No way. No way. Is it a printing from what? Are you serious?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm so proud of you. You've spoken to me about it like days or weeks ago, and it's real.
It's real.
I cannot believe it. I want one. What else do you have? Like kimonos or different pieces?
I did so many pieces. It got out of control. So you know me. I know. I got
intense, this woman.
I wanted to do it all, and I wanted to do it yesterday. And can I'm you so believe proud. It? That's not how things work.
I have to swear. I'm so fucking proud of you. Thank you. Like, I remember you telling me about bags. Do you also have a bag there? Can you show me? Or
I didn't order a bag, but they're all online, so I can show you pictures.
Yes, please. Send me the links. Can I order something? I mean,
you can. I'll send you a discount code too. Hey,
can we have vouchers or coupons here? Like, maybe. Yeah. Maybe they can order them as well. So tell them more about it, because I'm here freaking so excited about this. But tell them the details so they understand more. Like, show us more paintings and explain, like, in details, you know, how it actually works. Like, you do the paintings and then they become objects. Yeah. Tell me more details about it, because maybe they don't know what's going on.
Wait, there yet. Yeah. So what I've done is I've taken five of my favorite acrylic pour paintings. And so these paintings are, they're done on a canvas with acrylic paint. So the acrylic paints pour really nicely. They're kind of, they're very liquid, loose. And so you add a bunch of colors together, you pour it over the canvas, and it gives you this beautiful splash image. And so they'll, you know, mine are some of them, I put glitter on some of them because it's me. a lot of them look like water. Can you believe it? And then, so I took these paintings to a photography store, and they scanned them at a very, very high resolution so that they became digital images. So I took my digital paintings, and I used a few different vendors through, I don't know if you're familiar with Shopify, but it's a website that you can sell.
Yeah, because I think you sent me the link once with a bag.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah.
And so Shopify just helps you sell online, and it has a bunch of vendors. You can connect to Amazon through it. There's a whole shebang. And so I found five different vendors that had products that I like. And so you can imagine how many products I chose if there's that many vendors.
I believe you.
I think I started with at least like 50 of each thing. So it would have been like 250 items.
Great start. I think that's how great mind works.
All the things. And then I had the paintings aligned so that you could buy, I was going to do an activewear collection. So you would have, you know, jogging pants, yoga pants, sports bras, t-shirts, tank tops, hoodies. And then you could mix and match the colors. So I would have, you know, certain pants that would both match a solid print top. Mm-hmm. So you could create outfits. Mm-hmm. In between, which was some really fun color math for me.
You are also in fashion, so.
Yeah, yeah. And so anyways, I put a hold on that because things got out of control. And so right now I'm only doing, I've got boots, high heels, which are gorgeous. We're doing pillows. There's yoga mats. I have clocks. There's a couple of dresses. I'm doing a bunch of scarves, which are absolutely stunning.
I think that would go great in scarves, because the scarves there, I feel like they are supposed to be printed, like, you know. Yeah, because you can have like a plain outfit and then you have a great scarf just to kind of, you know, wrap it up. So I have like a collection of scarves. I wish I could wear them more, like, but it's never cold enough, you know.
So this is, I got this one. It's the same print as what I'm wearing.
Mm-hmm, beautiful.
But they're so cute, and they came in a little silk.
I love the silk ones.
Thanks.
So chic.
So chic. And so I've gotten them on the website. They are available now. And then I need to write some descriptions, and then I'm putting everything on Amazon.
I mean, how did you come up with this idea? Like, this is not the kind of synopsis that I would have. I mean, did you see anyone doing it, or did you just think, like, I'm going to create it? I mean, I would never think, and it's just totally possible. How did you come up with these ideas?
Well, you see.
Look at her.
Right?
It's beautiful. You see how the colors blend?
Yeah, so I just put my little scarf on for Ina. Well, realized was that I was doing paintings and I was loving doing it. Mm-hmm. Because it's the creativity that we're people, that we take in all this energy, and if we don't expel it somehow,
mm-hmm.
it builds up, right? Mm-hmm. So I was like, I need to just get the creativity out.
Yes.
So I was doing these paintings and I was going to try to sell them. And then I realized, like, this is not a sustainable business idea.
Why did you think it wasn't sustainable? I didn't get it.
Well, just because one painting at a time.
Oh, right. Okay.
And fine. So then I thought I should make prints, because then one painting can go further. True. And also, I kind of love these paintings now, and I don't know if I could leave the full one. So then I stumbled upon something where I was able to put that picture on a bag. And then I thought, here we go, because I can mass produce these products.
This is creativity. I mean, creativity is not just about, you know, putting the pen together. It's also about the creative process. So It's like connecting dots, you know?
Yeah, it's the problem solving between where do I want to be and what do I have here? And to be fair, like, I have been applying for other jobs, and it's hard to get a full-time 9-to-5 job right now. So instead of putting out resumes and getting rejections or nothing, I was like, I will just work for myself, and then I will not fire myself.
Do not fire yourself, honey. Never. Your creativity is like, it's all in you. Just embrace it.
Yeah. And so I got thinking that this could be fun for me, because it can also, I can do a collection every season, which gives me a reason to paint. I loved putting the art onto the garments. Yeah. Because, I mean, you have to lay out the patterns and make sure things mm-hmm. are neat and whatever. So, like, there's a bit of an art to that, and I really enjoy that part as well. Mm-hmm. And then, should this go well, what I can do is create my own textiles. So that would be my own fabric.
Mm-hmm.
And then I would hire local sewers, designers, people who can work with a pattern.
Right.
And I say local to wherever. Stay with me, because this is cool. I'm curious what you think about this. So what I would do is hire designers, and then would come to the website, decide what they like.
Yes.
And then send their measurements to a sewer, like a local person in their like country probably. And so they get connected. So the person who ordered the garment would know who's making it, and vice versa. So the person making it can put loving intention into it. If they have any questions, they can reach out directly to the person who's going to get the garment. And so if they're well made, they'll last so much longer. And if you need it, if you get a hole, you need to fix it, whatever, you contact the person who made it, and they will fix it for you and give it back. Sustainable.
This is what I call a boss gear. I'm so serious, Heather. Honestly, I think you should just go and get the patent, right? Like the
patent.
Yeah. Just go and get it like right fucking now. Cause this is huge, honey. And you know I love you and I would be encouraging you always, but I'm so serious about it. Like it's honestly, I've been, you know, in few business groups lately, you know.
Yeah.
I've been hearing so many different ideas, and especially in regards to technology, you know, and apps and things that can be done. And this is so huge. Do you have any idea how huge it is? I mean, you would probably have to partner up with someone, maybe in regards to technology, or I don't know, maybe sponsors for some kind, maybe, you know, those kind of accelerators for startup or something. But this is easy to fix, I mean, to get, like, once you have the idea and the plan and, you know, it's your business idea. You just make it fucking real, you know? And it's like Airbnb or Uber, you know, all these disruptive ideas that, you know, iFood. Do you have iFood in Canada?
We have Uber Eats.
Oh, yeah, it's the same. Like delivering food. It's the same idea, getting the local restaurants to deliver mm-hmm. food, but you're delivering fashion. And you have the whole story behind. And we are going more and more towards this direction. You know, I was talking to you about it earlier. Like, people come because of your service or your product or whatever you have to offer, but they stay because of you, because of the story behind. I mean, look at how many English teachers you have online. You can learn, definitely, with anyone, but with my story, with my method, with my way, with my voice, it's just with me.
Yeah.
So what I'm saying is that you've got the extra mile. You've got the story. You've got the bond. Like, you want things to be sustainable and local and have the connection, the real connection. You've got everything.
Right? It's all there.
It's all there. You're definitely manifesting it in 2021. Please. I want to see it.
I think, well, and it's interesting how you framed it, because in my mind, that was like years down the line. But if I can get some small business grants, I'm a woman, so they have a special grants just for being a lady who wants to have a business.
Mm-hmm.
But also, I wonder, and this, because there is a large Indigenous community in Canada, and they're often out of work, but those are people who are very skilled. You know, like, their passed down traditions are sewing and beadwork and like beautiful handcrafts.
Yeah.
And so I wonder if that would be a good place to look for people to employ. Because I don't want it to be a sweatshop, but obviously it's not a sweatshop, because everyone can see what they're doing. You know, like, I would just pay people.
I think you should just connect to this community.
Because I think that would be a great place to start.
Especially because it's very original.
Yeah.
I mean, very authentic. This is what I mean. Like, you won't get like a bunch of things from China, you know? There is, you know, as I said, the whole story behind. So you have the culture, especially because of the indigenous part. So you have the culture, you have the great skills, because they are very skilled at it. And yeah, authenticity and, you know, all the elements are there. It's just a matter of doing the connection. So I'm not sure, like, going there or connecting to some sort of organization that is closer to them. Because I'm thinking if it was me, like in Brazil, it would be hard for me just to go there and say hi. I mean, I don't know if I would do it. Maybe you would.
For me?
Yeah, like, maybe you would do it. I'm just thinking, like, how would I do it? I would probably find some organizations that have these bonds, like, you know, that can connect with, because I know that there is already some sort of organizations in Brazil that works with indigenous. Like, last year or a few years ago, I went to to the beach, like close by. And they had this kind of works. Well, it was like they had, they wanted to protect the, it's not turtles, tortoise. Like the ones that are in the, in water is tortoise, right?
Tortoise,
right. Yeah. So they wanted to protect them, but what did they think? Because they have the fishers, like maybe sometimes they are there fishing and they hurt them by mistake. So it happens a lot. So what did they think? Okay, let's, we have to bring them the consciousness, or make them conscious that it's not nice to do that. They need to protect the environment. So they, this organization, they started to bring some sort of support for their wives, because the wife is at home, like doing not much. And then they started to do things in a tortoise? How do you say that?
Turtle? Yeah.
Is there a difference between turtle and tortoise?
One's easier for kids to say, I think.
Okay, turtle.
Yeah.
Is it easier for foreigners too?
Yeah.
So they made all the idea behind, you know, protecting the tortoises and stuff. So wives, they are at home doing handcrafts. So like little tortoises, like key rings or t-shirts, or doing this thing so they could sell in town and then have, you know, the money for the family. So they were doing like this big support, so they would bring the consciousness to the wife. And then if the husband come home and say, I heard some turtles today, she would be like, come on, turtles are our life bread. How would you say, like our
spirit animal? But that's not quite right.
Well, they would, it's just like they bring us the bread, bring us our living, so our money comes from it.
Oh,
so
it, yes.
So what I'm saying is that there are organizations that work on the wife's way of bringing, you know, making money and stuff, and at the same time they're protecting the turtles. So I know that there are organizations doing this and much more. So perhaps there are organizations in Canada looking after the indigenous, or bringing them ideas about work, or supporting them in somehow, and then connecting to this kind of organizations, you would, you know, bring them more purpose, bring them, you know, ways of making money, whatever.
Yeah, I think that's a great idea, is just looking for indigenous people who are looking for work.
Yeah.
That's the move.
First step, one step at a time.
What a great idea. I want to come back to the turtle thing, because I think it's very interesting that they brought it to the wives, because turtles have such a feminine energy.
Mm.
Did you know that?
No, I didn't.
They have, they have the 28, is it 28 or 13 little spots on their back?
Right.
And so that represents the feminine cycle.
Really?
Yeah.
Never heard of this.
Yeah. Well, I'll tell you why I know.
Because they're a mermaid.
Mm-hmm. Well, you see, when I was at drum camp, our summertime event for ladies who are into energies, the one camp that we would go to every summer during that weekend, when it was all ladies, all estrogen, all the time, this one turtle would come up, lay all of her eggs, and then just go back swimming. And so we would always, the eggs would be right in the middle of a path or something. And so we would all like build a thing around it so nobody stepped on these eggs. And we're pretty sure it's the same turtle. And so some of the wiser elder energy women explained the femininity of the turtle to me.
Wow, I never heard of it. And maybe they are attracted to it. Like whenever there is a certain concentration of energy, they are maybe, I don't know, attracted to it.
They're drawn to it, absolutely.
Wow, that's beautiful.
Cool, eh?
Yeah, well, you're all about energies and cool stuff. So, yeah, I'm not surprised.
No. Anyways, where were we?
We were at your business plan and how great it is. And it's just a matter of co-creating it. I mean, you've got the inspiration, the divine inspiration, you've got the idea. Now it's just it's just a matter of, you know, putting it into practice and manifesting the right the rest of the pieces, like, you know, contacts and suppliers and whatever else you need. It's just like, keep going, you know, you got the first step. And I do believe in your idea. I'm serious. You know, I would say, this is a shitty idea, this is a great idea. I tell you, right?
Well, I think you would just lead me in a better direction. This one part of it is good. Keep that.
Yeah.
Like that.
But this is what I'm saying. Like, okay, yeah, you have the idea. Now you might need, you know, to connect to people to make it happen. So I'm trying to think, like, what kind of people you need to connect. But I'm sure there's more to connect that. Do you have any kind of mastermind groups in your area? Have you looked for it? Like business groups, you know, where people discuss business.
Not really. I've joined a business group for ADHD people, which it's a little different, but so is the ADHD brain. But I think I need to look more.
Like, maybe, I mean, it doesn't have to be in your area specifically. Just find it online. Cause like the mastermind group that I am with, they're all over. I mean, we get together, Well, we had the chance to get together like recently because we had the restrictions were like more was a little looser.
Yeah.
But this year, all our group reunions were all online. So just try to find, I mean, something in English. I mean, I don't know any, if I have any idea. I know the B school, you know, Marie Forleo. Yep. I know she's got hers, but I'm not sure in what kind of level of the business you have to be in order to be accepted in it. But if you, you know, find the forums and the groups and, you know, connect to people that are into B school, or if you are in B school yourself, because B school is a business school, maybe you could take this course, because she would take you through all the business plan. Since the beginning until like really marketing it online and stuff, maybe being there and being in contact with people that are there, you would maybe connect to maybe more like-minded people, like people that are really into bringing their creativity into, you know, to be born. Like, I don't know. I mean, if I know any others, I will definitely let you know. But I please, just bringing the information that I have now, I would start from B school.
Yeah.
Or maybe Gabrielle Bernstein. I was telling you about her
first. Oh, I do like her.
Yeah.
She's cute.
She's also into business, so.
Yeah. So we'll see what, we'll see where we go. I need to adjust my plans. Because right now, I mean, these are all gorgeous. And I know that I know where I can get textiles made. So really, it would just be, I would have to design the app and hire people and create patterns.
Can you design the app?
No, I would hire somebody. I can lay it out, but I can't do the coding and stuff. Yes. Or I wouldn't want to.
I want an app. I mean, I was just about to. Yeah, because, you know, once you bring technology to your business, it's like a whole other thing, you know, like so many different possibilities. But in general, I think you should be closer to more like-minded people, you know. It's serious. Like, I feel the difference in my business. Because sometimes I think about crazy stuff and I'm like, you know, people around me, they wouldn't really get it. But once I am closer to like-minded people, people that are doing the synapses and the connections and thinking about business,
yeah,
it looks so much easier, you know. Mm-hmm. So I'm saying that because it's a huge difference for me.
Yeah.
So I truly believe that you need a business group, especially if it's women, because I think you'd be very excited about being creating with women and doing women's stuff.
Like that. I do like that. Just women empowering women is my jam.
Absolutely. Should we ask them to leave us questions here? Because we've been talking as usual, and we didn't even ask them if they have questions or anything. Like, guys, tell us, how was your New Year's and what are your plans for 2021? We want to hear you. Lini said, the question of torture. Ooh, the question of torture is a very delicate one to approach because it only knows what really is who passed through it or who was affected by it. I have known the situation. Are you talking about the turtles? Because we were talking about turtles.
I feel like turtles is probably, I don't think, Lini, have you been tortured?
We were talking about turtles. Well, maybe turtles being tortured.
Well, I bet you the turtles were being tortured.
Yeah, but just to make sure she got the point, right? Alessandra, I have a friend who does this. Her name is Priscilla. She takes delivery clothes. Hmm, interesting. Tell us more about how it works, Alessandra. Does she deliver clothes? Like, develop it. We want to know more.
Yeah, I think that's interesting. And also, does she want a job?
Good question. Good question.
Let's see, how cool would that be? I could have people in different countries making stuff. I could learn more languages after I finally finish perfecting.
Exactly. Exactly. There's always some room for idea. I think here she was saying, well, my daughter did this job with her shorts. I think she was saying about dyeing, maybe the patterns, or I don't know. Be more specific, Alessandra. What did she do with her shorts? Darlene wants to know, Heather, did you dye your hair?
I absolutely did dye my hair.
She always does it. Like, you do it, like, what, weekly?
No. Well, I mean, between every, like, 4 and 6 weeks, as the box says, and as my grays dictate.
Do you have grays? I wouldn't tell.
Of course not, because I dye my hair every 4 weeks.
That's why.
But what I was trying to do was I was trying to match my longer hair pieces, and I went too dark. And so now it's a whole thing. I have to lighten it. And anyways.
What about the ponytails? Because it has to be the same color.
Mm-hmm. So that's why I have to lighten this to more of a.
Do you dye the ponytails or just the hair? Like, no. In order to match, or.
I just do mine to match them.
Okay.
I think it would be a lot of work to dye all the fake hair and the real hair every time I wanted to dye hair.
Oh, no, I'm not into dyeing hair, so you know more than me. But tell me, how do you do with the quality of the hair? Because I feel like every time I dye my hair is just like gone. I need to bring like lots of creams and I don't know.
So that is when you lighten your hair, you're stripping the color away. So the strands themselves are getting thinner. And that's why they break easier. Mm-hmm. And that's why it feels so dry. So for me, I went from blonde, thin hair to dark. So it put rich color into it. So technically each individual strand is a little bit thicker.
But what about when you want to lighten up again?
Well, I'm just going to strip it all and put an extra conditioner.
So for you, just extra conditioner would do?
No, I use conditioner, and I also will use an argan oil.
Yeah, this is a very good kind of oil. Mm-hmm. I use it a lot too. It's just perfect. And I've been trying also a prime. Have you heard about prime? It's like a very thick oil, and you use it when your hair is wet, because it kind of helps you the strains,
yep,
helps the strains to absorb the water. So, you know, when it needs hydration, it means that it needs water. So if it's wet, it helps to absorb the water, so it doesn't look so dry later.
So
prime oil, it's called BB Tox. Amazing.
I think ours is called VO5.
VO5
with a V.
I don't know this one.
I think that's just like the North American version of that, because it's an oil. You warm it up, and when you're in the shower, you put it in your hair.
Right. Gotta try this one. Mm-hmm. I'm into oils. Heather, someone's saying here, did you do a movie?
If yes, which? No, I haven't done a movie. Well, I've done some short films, actually.
Maybe he's following you online and watching those videos or pictures, or seeing pictures of you, you know, on video sets.
On set,
maybe this is why he's curious.
Yeah, I've done some short films in Ottawa. I actually have a talent agent now, so hopefully I will be in a movie.
Yeah. if you are in a movie industry, just let her know. She's up to movies.
I'm available for acting.
Any other questions? Alessandra, she just said, the subject changed to hair. Love it. We are like this, Alessandra. We just change subjects like all the time. This is what we do. We talk about everything. You know, if you've seen the previous episodes, we discuss about astrology and then history, cultures, traveling, arts, burnouts.
Yep.
We can talk about anything you want, guys. So, anyways, I hope you've enjoyed our chat today about different subjects as usual.
We didn't talk about your corona, though. Are you okay? How are you feeling?
Yeah, thanks for asking. I'm feeling just fine now. I don't feel anything anymore. But it wasn't fun. I mean, if I see different, I've heard about different symptoms from different people, and if I compare them, it wasn't like that bad, because I feel like I was okay with the breathing. I was just feeling a certain uncomfort. Like, it wasn't 100%. I could see like, oh, there is something going on in my lungs, but I wouldn't really say that it was terrible, like I was with nowhere and I was like dying. No, absolutely not. Okay. It was very light, but I definitely felt it. I could definitely see the difference. Most of all, a terrible, terrible pain, like body pain. You know when you have a heavy flu?
Yeah.
Just like the whole pain, the whole body, just so painful, and heavy headaches, heavy back pains. Just like, really, I was walking like an old lady, like,
oh, you know, my leg. Achy all over.
Say again?
Just achy all over.
Yeah. But mainly head and back. Like, sometimes I felt like being laid down for a few hours because my back was like really bad. Fever.
Yeah.
Just like really tired. I slept a lot for the last week. I was okay. So it was like 2 weeks sleeping a lot. And I hate this feeling, you know, about being sleepy all the time, like waking up late and then afternoon nap. I feel so unproductive.
Oh.
And yeah. And then because I'm being unproductive and just like dragging myself up and down, I start getting different symptoms, like being really sad and being really like asking, am I depressed or something? Like, yeah. You know, feeling like not doing anything. So I don't like the feeling of not feeling like doing things, you know.
You were guilty for not doing things.
Yeah. Yeah.
You felt shame. And then that was your spiral. You were guilty for not doing stuff and you felt shame because you weren't being as productive as normal. And then
when you go down this spiral, you have to be really aware because you're gonna have to go up.
Yep.
Right? So the less down you go, the less you have to go up. So I was like meditating and feeling aware, trying to treat my body well.
Yeah.
But I, you know, it's inevitable. You know, you sleep a little bit, like,
yeah. I don't want to do anything. I don't want to wake up.
And when it starts, I'm like, hold on. Let's keep this like sane.
Yeah.
And yeah, just giving my body the time to recover. But just like in general, I wasn't like as bad as I hear news, but I wasn't on my 100% for sure. Yeah. And I feel like for the last week, I am like just totally a different person. And today I came back to the treadmill and I'm so proud. I did so many posts on Instagram. I was like,
I feel like I saw some of those too.
Yeah, because I was so excited with my new treadmill, you know. But then as soon as I bought it, I did it like what, 3-4 times, and then the whole thing started, and then I wasn't able to use it. Yeah. And I feel like when I am sweating and, you know, breathing, then yeah, the day is about to start. So I'm happy I could start the first day of the year at the right, you know, moment and in the right way. And hopefully from now on, it's just like being productive, being healthy, being the best that I can be.
There you go.
You know, like I really want to be in the flow state. I really want to meditate. I really want to be like my best version that I have ever had the chance to be forever. And I'm only going to be able to do that if I do certain things, like looking after my health, eating properly, and all those, the recipe that you know already.
All those things that we got to do.
Yeah. And we got to do. That's the thing. You know, every time I go against it, I'm like, too lazy, not feeling like, come on, I know the result. So,
yeah.
I don't want that anymore. Just it's the first day of the year. Like, let's at least try to be optimist.
Yeah, let's get our journals out and write positive things in them.
That's the right time of the year to do that. Like, why not? If I don't do it now, I'm not gonna do it like in August.
No, I know, and I feel, I don't know. I think that I needed some Christmas. You know, mm-hmm. Like I'd been working really hard on all this stuff. Like I feel like you're the same. The guilt, the shame for not working.
Really?
Yeah, of course. How do you think I was able to pinpoint it so easily?
Right.
So like I've been doing all the work, and I burned out the last couple of weeks too. No COVID. I was like, ugh. And then mm-hmm. I needed to see some family and, you know, hang out with my niece and nephew and really just, you know, get back down to earth. And now
when you are with family and friends, it's such a way to recharge, isn't it?
Yeah. And I think that now I'm ready to go another month or two. I've got it in me to, mm-hmm. you know, some fighting.
I feel like we should do these recharging moments, like, I don't know, every 2 months, maximum every 3 months, like being with family, being in nature, you know, not being on that loop of working and being productive all the time. Yeah. But this is the year that I'm going to say, I'm always going to say 2020 is the year that never finished, because this year, because I had COVID, I couldn't go anywhere. Mm-hmm. And every year we go to São Tomé das Letras. You've been there. Mm-hmm. That's where we go to recharge, new waterfall. We pray and we meditate. We pile up our little stones and do our intentions. And, you know, we've been doing this for 3 years, at least me and my husband, like every year we go. But before that, we used to go to the beach to jump waves. I don't know if you know this tradition, like you have to jump 7 waves and make 7 wishes and stuff.
Jenna told me one day when she was telling
me. Jenna told you, right?
Yeah, and I was just sitting here going, it's our New Year sucks. Like if I go outside, it's normally there's just an ice rink in the street and you fall down at least once on the ice on New Year's.
Nah, come on. You have also your traditions that we wouldn't be able to do. I'm sure something in regards to the cold weather.
Yeah, just walking on ice is what we do.
Well,
I love this. Oh, we get to go swimming for New Year's. Great. Of course I want to do that.
Well, I couldn't go this year because I had a fucking COVID. And I was like, you know, like my family, like even on Secret Santa, my family always do it. And I had to do it through WhatsApp. Like I was at my whole family in a room and me on the phone, you know, exchanging presents.
Aww. I saw your family's picture. Yeah, you weren't there.
Aww. I wasn't there, but I was on the phone. Like, so when they were exchanging the presents, my sister, she kindly, you know, put me on the tripod and I was there like, hey, everybody. But anyway, I was the only one that wasn't there. Obviously, I couldn't go. It would be, you know, I would put everybody in danger.
Yeah.
So Secret Santa, I had to participate online. Plus, New Year's, also they were all in my mom's house, and I was just here with my husband and my dog, which is great. I'm grateful, but I wanted to be partying, you know. But anyways, so the point is that I didn't have the break. This is my point. I'm already going different directions. So the point is,
yes.
I feel like, I remember I told you when we were in Carnival, when we were like traveling and stuff, like it wasn't really like vacation, because we were not just relaxing and we were just going up and down and up and down doing different things. So since New Year's last year, I didn't stop. No. Can you imagine? Like I didn't have the chance like to really have another vacation. Just when I had the burnout, I was one week in the beach. But apart from that, it was the whole. So now, end of the year, I'm not stopping. So I don't know when I'm going to stop. But like I had to, you know, connect one year in the other without really stopping. So we'll see.
Yeah.
How I'm going to manage.
I feel like you need to plan your vacations prior. So like, if we know, you know what I mean? Like take the last week of February off or something. So everyone knows you're going to do it. You can plan and prep for it.
Well, I told my husband already, we are going to open the enrollment for the next group on the February 1st.
Okay.
And then once we close it and we do the first live classes with the students, I need a break. Like, because it's going to be intense. This month, next month, I'm going to do the launch, and it's going to be like live every day for a month almost. So
are those the morning ones?
Say again?
Are those the morning ones?
Some of them are going to be in the morning, some of them in the evenings. Mm. I'll have to manage them. But yeah, as soon as we finish, like we open, we welcome the students for the new group in February. And then, yeah, vacation straight away because I need it.
Yeah. But I think that's the way to plan your balance. Like, don't wait for your body to die. Be like, my body's going to be tired.
I told my team already, don't wait for me. Like, after the lunch, I'm going to be somewhere. Don't call me. Don't let nothing. Yeah. So
that's good. Good for you.
Paulo says that he is understanding us. I'm glad you're understanding us, Paulo.
Great.
Yeah. And if anyone is not understanding us, like everything 100%, what would you recommend, Heather?
Well, Ina, I'm glad you asked. If you would like to revisit this podcast and listen again or share with your friends, it is available on all of your favorite listening apps. If you go to inamara.com/podcast, all the links are there. As well, this will be available on YouTube as soon as we finish.
So, if you need to watch it again, feel free to just go back and, you know, listen to it. Guys, we are doing this for a reason, for two reasons.
Yeah.
First, so we can catch up. And, you know, we are going to do this anyway, so what not doing it online? Second, actually going to be three.
Okay.
Second, to share with you our friendship, because I feel like this is special, and whatever is special in my life, I want to share with my audience. And third, to practice your English. I mean, you need to practice, right? You want to learn? You're going to have to practice, like, some way, somehow. Mm-hmm. Why not doing it with something spontaneous, live, like real talk? I mean, you could have an audiobook, right? Have you tried audiobook, Heather, in your life?
No.
Okay, it exists. If anyone wants to do audiobooks, I mean, it's good because you have the transcription, you have the perfect audio. The person is basically reading it. But it's amazing. If you want to do it, amazing, guys, do it. But what we're trying to give you here is something beyond. Like when you have, a live conversation, it's just automatic. You know, like sometimes you're thinking about something and then suddenly you're talking about something else. That's how real conversation works.
Yeah.
So Heather, if they don't understand 100%, it's fine, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. My mom can't even understand me 100% of the time. Like, if you kind of get where I'm going and you're about 90% in, I think that's the best anyone can do.
You're doing good. Trust me. Like, if this conversation was in Portuguese, maybe it would be hard to follow anyways. But it's here. Just, you know, come back whenever you feel like practicing it more, or just hang out with us. Like, we are fun. I mean, just grab your coffee, just sit down and have a chat.
Yeah.
Right? So live every Friday, 12:34. Well, we're trying to do every Friday. Hopefully this we're gonna keep up. Yeah. But
December was a bit tricky.
Yeah, but Fridays 12:34. You can come here and, you know, engage with us live. And if you want to watch it again, it's all going to be here on my YouTube channel. And if you want to follow it on my podcast, you know, just listen to it while you're walking your dog, while you are in a treadmill, while you are in traffic. I mean, so many great opportunities, washing the dishes.
Yep.
So many great opportunities to listen to us and practice your English. So hopefully next Friday we'll be back. Follow us on Instagram at Inamara Aruda or at The Heather Playford.
That's me.
For more content. So thank you, honey.
Thank you so much. It was great.
I missed you.
I miss you too.
I'm glad you're good, you're fine, and you've got your plans for 2021. And keep me posted on the news.
Yeah, I will. Okay. I'm loving you.
Talk to you soon, guys. Mwah.
Bye.